Rick Manning, Biden faces international challenge over Chinese Communist Party push to force countries to adopt Huawei 5G. By Robert Krajicek on February 10, 2021. The Biden administration must combat China's pursuit of control over global 5G infrastructure, said Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government, on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with special guest host Matt Boyle. Manning noted how the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, intends to use Huawei, its state-run telecommunications giant, as a vehicle to dominate 5G networks worldwide. The primary geopolitical question facing the Biden administration is, what are they going to do with China? Manning determined. Manning remarked, the Biden team knows that they have to seem to be strong with China. Because about two-thirds of American public has come to the conclusion that Donald Trump was absolutely 100% right in his approach to China. But what the Biden administration is doing becomes a little more problematic. Words are one thing, actions are another. China has been trying to take over 5G technology infrastructure around the world, Manning stated. That's the plan of theirs. They've been working on it. They've been trying to integrate through Huawei and other companies which are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Daily Beast columnist Gordon Chang and retired Air Force Brigadier General Robert Spalding similarly warned of threats to U.S. national security posed by Huawei's pursuit of infrastructure development contracts around the world. Both cautioned on China's capacity to surveil digital communications if Huawei's technologies are integrated into 5G infrastructure. Listen. Manning warned that Chinese control of 5G networks would essentially provide the CCP with a kill switch over mobile internet and data services. Manning said, China has been trying to integrate their hardware and software into the fabric of all of the 5G delivering devices around the world. President Trump recognized this very early. If the Chinese are in control of the actual of mechanics of how 5G is delivered, they will be able to effectively control the delivery of high-speed internet and alter workflows, and deny service for all intents and purposes. Boyle assessed that China views the Biden administration as an asset of its foreign policy. This seems like it is the CCP's major play, Boyle said. Now that Trump's gone and they've got an ally, or a friend, in Joe Biden and the White House, somebody who speaks very highly of Xi Jinping, speaks very highly of the Chinese Communist Party. President Joe Biden has repeatedly dismissed characterizations of China as America's primary foreign adversary. Those in the Biden administration don't see the Chinese as being an adversary, Manning held. He noted the ideological alignment between those subscribing to left-wing philosophy and the CCP. Manning remarked, I don't believe they see the Chinese as being particularly a problem. Foreign policy, on the left, for a long time has looked at the United States being a sole major power in the world as being a danger, as being a problem, as opposed to being a blessing, and as a result, the rise of China is actually by design. The left and the Biden administration are more than happy to work with the multinational corporations of the world who have invested in China and are trapped in China, and work with them to further that relationship. A relationship that only works one way, Manning added. Manning concluded, the Chinese know that. The rest of the world knows that. The only people who don't know it or don't care are the people who Joe Biden by this putting into place to wield the levers of power. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.